Here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday, the 4th of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, Lundy, Irish Sea, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midday. Low north of Fair Isle 947, expected South Norway 980 by midday on Sunday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, cyclonic becoming northwest 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 for a time, decreasing 5 to 7 later, rain moderate or poor, occasionally good. North Utsira, South Utsira. Cyclonic becoming northwesterly later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time in South Utsira, squally rain, moderate or poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Northwesterly, 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in Forties and Cromarty, decreasing 4 to 6 later, but 7 or gale 8 in East Forties and East Dogger. Squally showers, good. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Fisher, squally showers, good. Humber, Thames. Northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Humber, decreasing 5 or 6 later, squally showers, good. Dover, Wight. Northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, showers, good. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, showers, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in southeast, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, northwest, 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Lundy and Irish Sea, backing west or southwest 4 to 6, squally showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in Hebrides, decreasing 5 to 7, backing southwest later, showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic becoming northwest, 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 until later, backing southwest later, 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or poor, occasionally good. And finally, southeast Iceland, northwesterly, 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, backing southwesterly, 4 to 6 later, rain, good, occasionally poor at first. And that concludes the shipping forecast. Now with the general weather, here's Elizabeth Rizzini.
Thank you, Vigi. Well, the strongest winds from Storm Amy were last night, gusts of 80 to 90 miles an hour plus in the far northwest. Of course, it's still been very blustery today, gusts of 60 to 70 miles an hour for many. Still an amber weather warning in force for strong winds for Lewis, Harris, Orkney, the North Highlands, Murray and the far north of Aberdeenshire. That's valid until 9 o'clock this evening. Still maybe gusts here of 80 to 85 miles an hour. But Storm Amy is pulling away towards the east for the next 24 hours or so, and the winds will be easing down. A lot of dry weather still overnight, but with some showers in the northwest for western coasts in general, and still some wet weather across northern areas of Scotland too. Gales for the Northern Isles. For Scotland and Northern Ireland and northwest England, still gusts here of up to 50 to 60 miles an hour. A bit less windy elsewhere, but blustery by anyone's standard. Clear spells tonight. A lot of dry weather, lows of 9 to 11 degrees Celsius, but maybe 6 to 8 degrees in the east, so chilly despite the wind. Now, tomorrow conditions will be improving. It's a sunny start to the day for most. It's still very windy. Best of the sunshine will be towards the southeast. That's where it will last longest. It will turn cloudier with some showers for western coasts, again, particularly towards the north, turning less blustery as we head through the day fairly slowly. Top temperatures of around 13 to 17 degrees Celsius. Into next week, it's quieter and a bit warmer on Monday.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Elizabeth Rizzini at the BBC Weather Centre. Now, before the news, a look ahead to tomorrow morning.
My castaway this week is the artist and book illustrator, Angela Harding.
We used to call it leaping up and down in the kitchen moments when something new happened in my career. And when I had my first book cover, that was a leaping up and down moment. And then actually when I saw it in a shop, I actually did leap up and down.
The artist Angela Harding is my castaway on Desert Island Discs. Tomorrow morning at 10. Skeleton tree, skeleton tree.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Tina Ritchie. Good evening.